T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The latest on the coronavirus. Live and local, here's WBEN's Tim Wenger.
Good afternoon, 208 at WBEN. And yeah, this is Tim. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. He is off this week, and we are bringing you live and local continuous coverage of coronavirus here in Buffalo and Western New York. Rapidly changing developments. I was here all day yesterday, and it was moving quickly. I thought maybe things would slow down today, but really not so much. And really, most of the news on this day came from Governor Cuomo earlier today, in which a briefing he announced that bars and restaurants, movies and gyms would all close tonight by order at 8 o'clock. The only caveat there is for restaurants, and I guess bars too, that are both, can do takeout. And that is effective tonight at 8 o'clock. Schools, 2-week mandated state closure. That does not affect, obviously, Buffalo and a lot of Erie County schools who have already decided to close through April 20. And then casinos that are operated by the state are closing tonight after 8 o'clock as well. How those bars and restaurants feel, we'll get an up-close and personal look after 2:30 when we talk with the owner of Frizzy's on Allen Street. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we just aired live coverage of the Erie County briefing with the update there, and a lot of detail came out of that. And in the front row, I believe, was WBEN's Mike Baggerman, who is live with us from County Hall. Mike, a lot of details released during that briefing. Okay, I think Mike is otherwise distracted right now. It sounds like the briefing actually could still be going on. So we'll go to him when we can. And also, I want to tell you that Justin Trudeau up in Canada has announced closing of the border to all except Canadian citizens and permanent residents. Your thoughts on all of this, your reaction at 803-0930 and star 930. Those are the numbers to call. And Tina begins us off here. She's out in North Collins. Tina, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi. I'm just curious to know, with us being in a state of emergency, everything they're locking down tonight, no movie theaters, nothing like that. Mark Poloncarz just went on, said the next video conference is going to be the next press conference will be video. Why is Trocare College open? Those kids are sitting 45, 50 kids in a classroom elbow to elbow. Why is that school still open?
Well, I don't want to be a smart guy, but I mean, if it is under 50 and they're being careful, then I guess they're within the state parameters. But I can't answer the question for Trocare College. I mean, that would be a decision they need to make.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, they're telling us stay 6 feet away from everybody. Well, you have that many kids in a class, you can't do that. They're elbow to elbow. You know, everybody's shut down. I just don't understand why that school is not shutting down and they're putting all these kids at risk.
Have you contacted Trocare?
Well, I have, but they said they would call me back, and I'm still waiting.
Okay, we'll try to put a call out to them because I'm not aware of their decision or why they're doing what they're doing. I don't want to assail them though when I don't know all of the information. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And in a moment, we'll go back down to County Hall and Mike Baggerman. But meanwhile, Jim is on a cell phone. Jim, you're on WBEM. What's going on, Jim?
Hi, Jim. I'm just curious. How about all the garbage collectors? They're picking up trash from every house in, say, Buffalo, and then it's being loaded onto big trucks and taken to a landfill, and then, you know, multiple people there are exposed to it. I wonder why they have not addressed that.
Jim, I don't know what the so-called incubation period is of anything that were to be contaminated with the coronavirus. I'm not sure.
That's right. It depends on what type of a material it is.
Right. I would think that I don't know. It's a great question and another possible thing that we can follow up on. But I would hope that they're taking precautions with, making sure they're completely covered, et cetera, and, being careful. But it's a good question. It's one I don't know the answer to, though.
Well, thank you, sir. Good show. I appreciate this station keeping everybody informed with these facts.
You bet, Jim. Live and local, that's what we are. Appreciate the phone call. And downtown right now in Erie County Hall, WBEN's Mike Baggerman, again, as I noted, was in the front row for that briefing. And, Mike, they churned out a lot of information there.
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts around that. There was a lot of info that came out of this, including additional details about the 4 new confirmed cases in Erie County that came out last night at around 7 o'clock. It was a man in his 30s who came back to the region from New York City, a woman in her 20s who also came back from downstate. They're both under quarantine. And then there were two people who returned to Western New York from out of state, a woman in her 30s and a man in their 40s. Now, Mark Poloncarz didn't say exactly where these people came from individually, but we do know that combined between the four of them, one of them came from Amherst, one of them came from Buffalo, one of them came from Elma, and then we have our first in the southern portion of Western New York over in Orchard Park. So obviously that's just one element of this that we're following here, as well as a ton of other angles that came out of this today.
Mike, they indicated perhaps that they're going to change the way they're disseminating information. Am I correct there, that they're going to change these briefings?
So my understanding is right as Mark came off the podium, he was asked, okay, is there going to be another update tonight? And he said, yes, they're going to follow it the same way that they did last night. So they held the press conference just now, and then we're going to get a press release with what I presume is going to be the latest numbers. That's going to come out at around 7 o'clock tonight. It's not going to be right at 7 o'clock on the nose, but just be sure to pay attention right around that 7 o'clock window. That's when we're expecting the new information to come out, including whether or not there's going to be more confirmed cases, updated numbers on quarantine, as they've been saying throughout this entire process. It's an evolving situation, so stay tuned.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. I appreciate it. I know you've got a lot to sift through and get out there. We appreciate the update.
Of course, no problem.
All right, WBEN's Mike Baggerman live in Erie County Hall, of course, where that lengthy news conference has just concluded. And again, as was the case yesterday, as Mike indicated, sometime after about 7 o'clock, we'll get those latest numbers from Erie County indicating if any other positive testing has come back and whether those are folks that are in Erie County. Erie County's Public Health Lab is also doing testing, as you may have picked up in that press conference, for many counties. So the fact that they get positive testing doesn't necessarily indicate that it is someone from Erie County. More of your phone calls coming up next, and then we will also go live to the owner of a bar on Allen Street and what they're thinking with all of this unfolding coronavirus coordination and the bans and closures that are being forced upon them. 803-0930, the number for you, and star 930, live and local. It's coronavirus coverage here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, based on that caller about Trocare, I'll have some new information for you in just a moment. WBEN's Tom Puckett has been on the phone with the folks at Trocare College, and based on the individual that called in and questioned why has Trocare not canceled classes, Tom did some digging.
I got an answer. It was on our website. I didn't have to. I've got an answer. We didn't have to go to the phones. We actually.
All right, we're going to wait for the right microphone, Tom. I'm sorry, but we weren't ready for you. But we're working on it. And you've got some information on Trocare. And again, you did a little bit of digging and found out that.
A lot of digging, Tim. I just went on the website. There was a statement there. And I think this was announced last week. All classes are to be held as usual today and tomorrow, including the scheduled midterm exams. Then they are shifting the usual Easter break to Wednesday through Sunday. Students are not asked to come to campus during that time. And starting next Monday, the 23rd, and for the rest of the semester, courses will be moved to alternative delivery methods, online, distance education format. Clinical placements will be handled on course-by-course, program-by-program basis. Student services will remain available to students, and various formats will be considered. Faculty and staff will be on campus, and they'll resume their normal operations and their schedules on March 23rd.
Okay, and now something, thank you for that, and something else that you've pointed out, I've been reporting on the Canadian border ban, and it initially was reported that they were closing the border to everyone except for Canadian citizens and permanent residents, but you've got some late information on
that. Yes, United States citizens are exempt. Trade and commerce not affected by this rule, and there are some air crews that will be exempt from this. So U.S. citizens, if you're healthy, you would be allowed to cross the border into Canada.
Okay, so they're not essentially closing the border. They're just being a little bit more discriminatory about who is able to cross.
Correct. The U.S.-Canadian border will be open to U.S. citizens.
Okay, Tom, thank you so much for updating us from the newsroom. I appreciate it very much. So a couple of pieces of late information. And again, we're going to go live to one of the bars on Allen Street to get some perspective after 2:30 here on WBEN. 2:21 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Your phone calls, comments, reaction, etc. to life as we know it, as we settle in to what we hope will be a somewhat short life with coronavirus. But it's looking like, it's interesting, the web poll today, we were asking whether it's going to be days, weeks, or months. Starting to look like months, isn't it? I don't know for sure, but we will find out. 803-0930 and star 930. Fred is in Lancaster. Fred, you are on WBEM. What's going on?
Yeah, it's one thing when the NBA and Major League Baseball want to put an end to their sports, but it's another thing when the government comes in and decides for us, the citizens, what's best. And I'd just like to know where the ACLU is and where are civil rights groups on this issue. I mean, if a kid's allergic to peanut butter, we ban peanut butter because one kid's allergic to it. We should be able to sign a waiver. I got no problem doing what I'm doing. If I get sick, that's on me. And anyone else, if you feel that threatened, stay in your house. It should be freedom of choice, not forced upon it.
Yeah, but Fred, you can't contain, whether it's this situation or any other public health threat, I mean, you can't contain it with that attitude. I mean, you just can't.
So suspend civil liberties, and of course, they'll turn everything back to us when the threat is gone.
So, I mean, I guess I don't understand, Fred, when I talk to someone with your perspective, and it's your perspective, and you have the right to it, but what I don't understand is, do you think that hold on, Fred, hang on. Do you think that they're doing this to take your rights away? That's what they woke up this morning and said, let's close bars and restaurants to all people just to screw them and take their rights away.
That's the end result. It doesn't matter.
I understand that's the end result, Fred, but do you think that's why they're doing it? Because that's the impression I get in the tone of your voice, is they're doing it vindictively.
No, they're not doing it vindictively.
They're doing it in the name of what?
The common good.
Okay, and you're opposed to that.
I'm opposed to when the common good infringes upon my constitutional rights. Absolutely, yes. That's why we have.
Okay, well, Fred, I don't think you have that right. I mean, in the United States, if there is a public health threat and something that our health officials feel is compromising the safety of all of us in society, it is incumbent upon them to do something about it. Now, we can have a discussion about whether you think this is to that level or not, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying that they have no right, they have no, that this is all about them taking away rights. And I personally don't agree with it, and I don't think that kind of has much of an effective effect, if you will, on trying to have an intelligent discussion about it. Charlie's in Buffalo. Hey, Charlie, you are on WBEM. What's going on?
Hey, Tim. Hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. I know you guys take a lot of heat, and we appreciate getting the information that you are not making up, that you're getting from the experts. So anyway, I just want to say that first.
All right, appreciate that.
So my question is, there's a lot of people who have already had the virus itself and have recovered. Are they now susceptible to the virus again?
I've heard, that was addressed a lot. I don't want to guess on that, but that was addressed, I know, during our virtual town hall, and I didn't hear the end result of it. I'm going to find the information out quickly, and I'll report back. But I definitely know that was addressed, and we have an answer for you. I just don't have it at my fingertips.
Great. I'm a truck driver. I do some regional trucking, Massachusetts and Connecticut, Maine, and what have you, Pennsylvania. A lot of these truck stops that we stop at when we're over the night, in particular, we stop to eat at the restaurants. What's going to happen? Are these restaurants that are in the truck stops and the rest areas, for that matter, are going to close as well?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good point, Charlie. And I would think, you know, yeah, you're out there driving around, and that's something that you would want to have answer. We'll see what we can do. WBEN's Tom Puckett is back with some other new information. Tom,
Tim, one of the businesses that the state ordered closed by 8 o'clock tonight was casinos. As you know, the Seneca Nation is on sovereign territory.
They were open.
They are exercising the option to close. Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong has directed the temporary suspension of multiple nation enterprises and services, including all of the nation's gaming enterprises. So Seneca Niagara Casino, Seneca Buffalo Creek, Seneca Allegheny, Seneca Gaming and Entertainment, Seneca Poker. They are all going to suspend operations at 8 p.m. today. Other on-territory facilities and services are suspended, effective immediately, and all closures, including the casinos, are in place until further notice.
All right, that's interesting, and I think probably, you know, there's always been a rift, I think, between the Seneca Nation and the state, and the state casinos have closed, and, you know, they remain open. I think that probably was a good decision on their part.
I think it sounds like they didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, so Seneca Nation, thank you very much, Tom. Another breaking update from the newsroom. I'm telling you, the information, it just continues to flow into the newsroom at a nonstop pace. So, you know, the minute you've processed one thing, something else comes in. I don't know how much more can close or be suspended. It's pretty much, you know, coming to a grinding halt. And that, by the way, is causing a great deal of angst and anxiety among many of us on Wall Street. And I'm just kind of pulling up the latest info that I have here. And the rout continues on Wall Street. It is ugly. The Dow plunging 9%, 9% down currently 2371 right now. 2371 S&P off 265, 775 for the NASDAQ. So it is just a mess, and a tremendous amount of stress is being put on the financial markets, and therefore many people who have assets in it. And that is a lot of people, obviously, with 401ks, as simple as that, and many other investments. Also, just also got an alert from one of our sister radio stations down in Pennsylvania telling us that Governor Wolf has ordered a statewide shutdown. All non-essential businesses are ordered closed. That is in the state of Pennsylvania. So continuing with more information that is coming in concerning coronavirus. It is 228 at WBEN. We're going to connect with a bar coming up after 2:30. Quickly, we can go to a call. Kathy in San Antonio. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, my name is actually Tassie. But I'm calling in regards to the statement that you made about the kids in the schools. First, I have an event industry business, and so it is being highly affected with everything being closed down. But I also have lupus. And so with the children going to school, I think the worry is not so much that the kids are catching this and getting sick and dying. It's more that these kids are coming in with no symptoms and interacting with each other, picking their noses. You know, they're kids. And then my son comes home after having exposure to this child whose parent is sick. The kid comes home and then gets me sick. So I think that's what they're trying to stop with the schools being closed. I do understand it. I do not want my kid home
right
the whole month. But I also don't want my other, you know, all three of my kids to lose their mom to something that could have been prevented with having the schools closed for a couple of weeks.
Okay, interesting perspective and important too, Tassie. I appreciate it very much. Okay, and keep you and the kids happy or healthy, rather. I meant. Okay,
you got it. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you very much for touching base. That's Tassie checking in from San Antonio. We're going to get the latest news update here momentarily from Tom Puckett. When we come back, we're going to do a quick update with the guy who owns Frizzy's on Allen Street and find out what kind of impact all of this is having, and I think it's fairly obvious, but we'll get kind of the upfront look from an owner of an institution down on Allen Street coming up next here on WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And good afternoon. It is 2:34 here at News Radio 930 WBEN. Tim Wenger along with you as we continue our live and local coverage of coronavirus here in Western New York. And there's so much going on, so many different aspects to be covered. Tom Puckett was just in here telling us Seneca Casinos now announcing their closure. They weren't covered by the New York State closure, but they've essentially made the same decision. And then, of course, we have the bars and restaurants that are being forced to close after 8 o'clock tonight, with the exception of takeout. And really, this is a tremendous impact on anybody who owns one of these places, you know, whether it's a bar, a restaurant, or a combination of both. And how about Frizzy's Bar and Grill on Allen Street in Buffalo? And Mark Frisicaro. Mark, am I saying that properly? Hang on, I didn't go to Mark. Let's go to Mark now. Hey, Mark Frisicaro, you with us on WBEN?
I am. Can you hear me?
You sure can. Mark, this has got to be tremendously difficult for you right now.
Yes, you know, it's, you know, yesterday we lost our biggest day of the year, you know, and, you know, we ordered tons of product and, you know, we're ready for, you know, our St. Patrick's Day day and, you know, and then this happened. You know, it is what it is. You know, we're just accepting it. But, you know, I have, you know, two children that I have to feed, and I have my extended family, which are all my employees. This morning I had to tell my two cleaning ladies that, you know, after the next couple of days we're going to be sanitizing all of Frizzy's from top to bottom, you know, that they are out of work until further notice. And it's very hard to tell your family that, you know, it's your, like, your second family that, you know. So, you know, yes, it's definitely shocking.
So, Mark, are you making any adjustments? I mean, did you offer takeout service? Is this something you did already do, or you're going to do?
No, we are going to just close our doors. It's, you know, it's, I don't think for like a small kitchen, like whatever we have, and we're mostly a bar business, you know, that it's, you know, it's not in our things. Luckily, you know, I do own our building, so I'm just going to turn the lights off, turn the electric off, and, you know, until we hear further notice. Notify my employees that, you know, that they can collect unemployment, and, you know, and as soon as I hear something, that then we'll open our doors back up. But, you know, other businesses don't, you know, that don't own their buildings, I feel very sorry for. It's, you know, it's going to be economically devastating on a lot of these small businesses. You know, luckily I just can turn off my electric and everything and open up, and hopefully we'll be fine, you know, and hopefully it's not going to be longer than, you know, they're, I don't know how long it's going to be. 2 months is going to be too long for a lot of businesses.
You know, Mark, it sounds like I said on the air earlier, you know, worry about what you can control. And this is something you can't control, obviously. And it sounds like you're accepting this at least rationally. And I know it's challenging and it's difficult and it's going to hurt employees. How were you feeling, though, you know, when this was first announced and the pressure mounted from folks like the county who were, you know, sending people out to, for the most part, enforce this thing strictly?
Yeah, you know, I wish they would have gave us, you know, it was inevitable that it was going to come to Buffalo and to Western New York. They knew the parade. We all depend on that parade in the restaurant and bar business, you know, on Allen and Chippewa and you know, the other area where they have the other parade. And, you know, we ordered a lot of liquor and booze, and people ordered a lot of food and depended on their corned beef and cabbage to be sold. And now a lot of people are stuck with, you know, all this excess product. And, you know, I mean, I really don't know how much a business they're going to do by doing takeout. You know, after a while, if nobody's working, there's going to be no excess money for going to takeout. You're just going to cook at home and you're going to go get, you know, a six pack and go home. I mean, inevitably, I think they're going to just quarantine everybody. And, you know, it's something that we're just going to have to sit out. You know, I have a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. I just had to go pick up their Chromebooks from school and now they're off, you know, till the 20th. So now it's another thing you got to worry about and, you know, teaching them here while I'm home and then worrying about, you know, work.
Did they do the right thing, though? Do you think they did the right thing?
You know, I wish they would have been a little more prepared. Again, I wish they would have canceled the parade a week ago, you know, so nobody did this. But, I mean, it's for the good of everybody, and I guess we've never entered into these waters before. And we all just have to come together and accept it, and hopefully we'll all come through this together and, you know, learn from it. And hopefully people are not going to be, you know, financially ruined, you know. But it will put the hurt on a lot of these small businesses, and I really feel, you know, sorry for some of the other ones that, you know, I mean, it came down to, like, even the people that push the shopping carts with all the same these day trinkets. I think a lot of them spent a lot of, you know, their life savings or whatever, and, you know, they're stuck. Everybody's in a bad position here, you know.
Indeed, Mark, and I appreciate you taking the time. I know the stress is on, and it's difficult for you and the employees, and not just your place, but many others. I appreciate the time, okay?
Oh, I thank you for having me.
All right, Mark, have a good afternoon, and take care of those kids. It's Mark Frisicaro, the owner of Frizzy's Bar and Grill on Allen Street, and he's just going to shut the place down. No takeout service there. It's the most prudent thing that he thinks he can do as a business operator right now, and he'll write it out. He's certainly being rational about it, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, I see the stress in the faces of people I work with right now, but I just would remind everybody, you know, try to control the things that you can change and leave the rest up to someone else, because we can't control what we can't control, right? We can't change the rulings that have been made. We can't change all of this, but we can just kind of deal with it. And that's the best advice I can give. Not that maybe you were looking for it, but it is 2:41 at WBEN as we continue our coverage of coronavirus here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you have just joined us, just a bit of an explanation. I mean, Rush is off through the week here, and there's an awful lot going on. We felt we needed to be local. There's so much rapidly changing concerning this, so we are remaining local right through the afternoon. Tom Bowerly is coming up. He is in the newsroom right now getting ready for the show. He'll be here at 3 o'clock. We'll have an update from the city of Buffalo somewhere around 4 o'clock this afternoon. WBEN's Brendan Keeney will be there. So we'll have that for you. Tom with you until 7, and then Joe Beamer will be in at 7 o'clock tonight to continue and be an outlet for you to react and gather the latest information that we're having just relatively quickly flow and stream into our newsroom. Also, this piece of information from WBEN Susan Rose. Someone had called a short time ago and asked the question whether you can get coronavirus a second time. I knew it was something that was addressed on the virtual town hall, and Susan had one of the physicians talk about it. It was either Dr. Segal or Dr. Selkirk from Kaleida. Dr. Segal is from Roswell, but regardless, you can get it a second time. So you can, if you were infected, you can get coronavirus a second time, this COVID-19. So There is the info on that. 243 WBEN. We'll get some more phone calls in here before another break at 803-0930 and star 930. Alan is in Tonawanda. Alan, you are on WBEN. What's going on?
Hi. You know, I just wanted to kind of respond to the person that was thinking his rights were being infringed on.
Right.
And, you know, they are the reason why the government does it, you know. We have to, you know, allow the government to protect us from people like that, because there are numerous people who think they're not going to be affected by it, become infected by it, and then they inundate the hospital system. I saw a really good illustration about it, and it showed a hospital in front of a tsunami wave if these measures weren't taken. And if they weren't taken, there would be so many people infected that the hospitals would be overcome. They would just be way past capacity. So it's not to, I can understand his point of view, but it is what it is, and we have to be protected.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. We don't have to agree with the decision, right? But the reason the decision is being made is the reason it's being made. And I don't think it's being made because of, you know, someone wanting to take someone's rights away. At least that's my thinking.
Yeah, you know, and then the other thing I wanted to say, too, is, you know, I studied psychology in college, and there was, I don't know if you've taken it, too, but you had to study Pavlov. And one of his studies was about boiling a frog in hot water, it would just jump right out.
Right.
And yet, if you put it in cold water, put it on the stove, it would just stay in there until it got boiled to death. And, you know, the thing that I feel is going on with the government today is more like a Pavlovian effect, where, like, it seems like every 2 days they're coming out with more and more drastic measures. And I just would love to know where it's going to end, you know?
That's a very good point. And I'll tell you, I feel like the slow cook is on outside of one thing, and that is the markets, the financial markets. I feel like that's a quick boil, and it is ugly. And it is very concerning to so many people. Not only people, you know, people, you talk about the stock market, and some people out there say, oh, you know, come on, I'm not an investor. I don't buy stocks. I don't. Well, if you have a 401k, you have a vested interest in what's going on. And, you know, it is just an absolute rout, and it's affecting people's futures and in livelihoods. And that's happening very quickly. But I agree, the rest of it is a slow, slow boil, and it hurts. It's ugly. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate the phone call here on WBEN. As we continue, look at coronavirus and how you are all doing. How are you doing out there? It's a lot to digest. It's a lot to walk around and kind of you know, just kind of let shuffle off. You really can't. I mean, some of us, our work lives have changed, our home lives have changed, and the stress level is through the roof. I'd love to hear from you at 803-0930 and star 930. We'll take a break and be back with more of your calls. News update at 3 o'clock, and then Tom Bowerly on the air after that here on WBEN. Again, I'm Tim Wenger here on News Radio 930 as we continue with live and local coverage of coronavirus. So many different aspects have happened today. Perhaps you have heard that bars, restaurants tonight after 8 o'clock essentially closing down with the exception of takeout services. That's it. Movie theaters, gyms, they're all closing down. Casinos closing as well after 8 o'clock, and that now includes Seneca Nation casinos, who have voluntarily decided to cease their operations as well. A total of 7 people in Erie County have tested positive. We suspect that number may change sometime tonight after 7 o'clock when the latest numbers are released. So that is kind of the nutshell that we have. The Canadian border, when it was first announced, was closed. But we have since found out that U.S. citizens are allowed. So U.S. citizens are okay to cross into Canada, but they have restricted some other countries, etc. So that is the latest on the border. 803-0930 and star 930, the numbers to call as you kind of react and settle in and tell us how you're doing and how you're reacting to and just kind of digesting all of the new ways that we are either doing things or, I guess, not doing things in Buffalo and Western New York. Tom is in Amherst. Tom, you are on WBEN. What's going on, Tom?
Hi, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I wanted to react to what the gentleman said. I know a couple of people have probably already done that already as far as the civil liberties and the rights being taken away. We so often, and I think this even goes to a larger issue sometimes, we hear about rights but no talk about responsibilities, personal responsibility or responsibility to people in our community. Because while we might not get sick and, you know, this virus does have a 98 or something percent survival rate, it doesn't mean that we can't infect somebody else. And I think it's irresponsible to think that, okay, the government's taking our rights away. We don't have drugs for this right now. I heard this morning that it might be 12 to 18 months before a vaccine is available. So we have to do what we can do. And the only way to do that is to curtail some activities. And this isn't the dark ages. We have electricity. We have internet. We have streaming services. We can still go to the store. We have, you know, this isn't lights out, hunker down and, you know, sit in the basement for 6 months. This is go home and sit on your couch or do other things. This is not a horror movie yet.
Yeah, Tom, I agree with you. You know, the thing that I think we all have to remember, though, is like the Mark gentleman that we just had on who runs the bar and the grill. There are some people that are feeling some pretty tragic impacts of all of these decisions, too. And I'm really empathetic to them. Business owners, you know, people whose livelihoods are dependent on this. The travel industry is just unbelievably decimated. So I do have that empathy. But yeah, you're right. For the average person, for most of us, I mean, we can still go home. We can have dinner. We can, you know, watch some TV or stream something or listen to WBEN, whatever we want to do. And those things are still available to us.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And there are so many different aspects in which this is happening to different people at whatever level you might be at. It's that blanket statement of my rights, my rights, my rights. And no one's, and like you said earlier, no one's trying to, you know, they didn't wake up in the morning and say, how can we, you know, clamp down on the citizens? It's, they've got to protect us. And these are the same people that are going to turn around if they didn't do anything and say, the government didn't do anything to help us. You know, I'll clean it up a little bit. You're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, you know, but that's the nature of the job, I suppose, in the government, you know?
Yeah, indeed. Tom, good to hear your voice. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Good to hear yours as well.
All right. Tom from Amherst checking in. And yeah, I said this earlier. It's almost like the perfect storm. You know, the virus is what it is, and it's, you know, it has the impact that it does, and public health officials are reacting the way they feel they need to react. And again, there are those out there who don't agree with how they're reacting. Some people think, maybe some people think they're not doing enough. I'm not sure. But what I think has happened, too, is that happened. Combine it with the current state of social media, which is absolute hysteria. It creates hysteria because, you know, as you well know, you can't believe everything you see on social media. You know, I think that creates a firestorm. And I will say the fact that it is a decision year, it is a presidential election year, has everybody on edge. And, you know, there's my side and there's your side and everybody's either on the far left or the far right. And, you know, at least a lot of vocal people are. And it is being weaponized. And I think it is being weaponized on both sides. And to that degree, I guess there's some political involvement, but I certainly don't think the reaction from public officials is. They are doing what they're doing in the name of public health. You know, and again, I don't think they're doing it to take your rights or my rights away. The result is, yes, there are some, you know, less freedoms and choices that we all have to make. But again, that is what they're charged with doing in protecting the good of the public, I guess. Jeff is in Williamsville. Jeff, you are on WBEM. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Well, I got a unique perspective because I'm retired from the county. I was a nurse. I work out in corrections. I'm a nurse. But I was wondering, they were talking about opening up the old Erie County Home and Infirmary, use that as like an overflow, you know, if possibly
right.
People get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to be ignorant, the old Children's Hospital, did they tear that down?
They did not. It's in the process of being, you know, redeveloped.
Oh, is it being redeveloped for like multi-use?
Yeah, it's multi-use. There's going to be commercial, residential, retail.
So it's no longer theoretically a hospital.
It is not. No, the hospital aspect of that was stripped out pretty quickly.
Yeah, because even my wife, she's in the panic mode. You got to buy this, you got to buy this. It's like this bottled water, you know. This isn't a hurricane. It's not a tsunami. It's not a tornado. I mean, you want water, you can turn on your tap.
Yeah, there's no shortage of that, is there?
Yeah, I just feel bad for, like, as you said, you know, they close all the schools, all the working parents. I know you're empathetic. I am, too. Like out in Williamsville, you know, you got kids in school, you know, what do the working parents do, you know? Do they have to take off? Daycare is not available. It turns into, like, it's almost a vicious circle going on here. And then, is it true that they're closing all the bars and restaurants tonight?
Yes. Tonight at 8 o'clock, bars, restaurants, gyms, movie places, all closing down. The only exception to that is if a restaurant or bar were to offer takeout service, they are permitted to do that.
Yeah, because a friend of mine, he's got a restaurant, and he's all takeout, and he's worried that his business is going to drop off. He's just worried that coronavirus is going to come into the facility, I mean, his restaurant. I go, your takeout. I think right now you'll basically, your business is going to take off because if the restaurants are indeed closing, I go, you'll make a killing doing takeout service because that's what you do.
Right. Okay, Jeff, I got to go. I appreciate it. Good points, though, and hang in there, okay?
Take care.
All right, Jeff in Williamsville. Tom Bowerly is going to continue the conversation for you after a complete news update here at 3 o'clock on WBEN. Approximately 4 o'clock, Buffalo City officials will have an update on what is happening or not happening in the city of Buffalo and why they're doing what they're doing. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown was in this studio this morning with Susan and Brian, but he'll be on the air live from their command center this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Live and local throughout the evening, that includes tonight after 7 o'clock. Joe Beamer will be here. I'm Tim Wenger, and we will have more coverage coming up following a complete news update right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.